由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thanks once again for tuning in and listening to us.
再一次多谢你收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
It is the desire of our hearts that God is using these messages to bless you.
我们心里面很盼望神会藉着这些信息来去祝福你。
We have been studying the contrast between the garden and the city.
在最近我们就一直讨论一个的系列信息，题目就是关于神所创造的美丽的花园和人所建造的城市之间有什么分别。
And we will continue to do this today.
今天我们会继续去讲这个话题。
And I want to begin by saying,
在开始的时候，我很想先跟大家讲讲
that restlessness and rootlessness have become an epidemic in many societies in the world.
就是烦躁不安和失落无根这两种感觉已经好像传染病一样在这个世界上很多的社会里面流行了。
Vast numbers of people are either running away from something,
很多人呢一系就喺度逃避紧一啲嘢
，or desperately looking for something else，
又或者咧喺度揾紧一啲嘢。
In fact, I have read many surveys which all give me the same following results。
其实咧，我睇过唔少嘅调查报告咧，都系俾我咧有同样嘅一个结论嘅。
Only one in every six people are truly contented in life。
就是说每六个人当中只有一个是对生命真正觉得很满足的。
Restlessness and discontentment leads to confusion.
刚才所说的烦躁不安和心里面不满足这两种感觉是带来了困惑的。
Now there are some people who are so confused that they don't even know what they want.
现在甚至有些人是困惑到一个地步，是连自己要啲乜嘢都唔知道。
I read a story in a newspaper about a man who was constantly restless.
我喺报纸上边咧睇到有关于一个长期烦躁嘅人嘅故事。
He always wanted a bigger car and a bigger flat and a bigger house.
佢成日咧都好想系要有一架更加大嘅车，一间更加大嘅公寓，一个更加大嘅房子嘅。
One day he decided to sell his large home and try to buy a bigger and better house.
有一日佢决定咧要卖咗佢嗰间大屋，然后去买一间咧更加大嘅屋。
While he was reading the classified ads in the newspaper one morning, he saw a house for sale.
咁有一日朝早咧，佢睇报纸嗰个分类广告嘅时候咧，佢就睇见有一栋楼咧系要出售。
He said, "Oh, that's exactly the house I want."
佢就话啊，这个正正系咧我好想要嘅屋啊。
So he called his realtor and said,
于是佢就打电话俾佢嘅房屋经纪人啦。
A house described in today's newspaper is exactly what I'm looking for.
他就说今天报纸上面登的那间屋呢正正是我很想找的。
I would like to go through it as soon as possible.
我很想是尽快能够完成这一单的交易。
The agent asked him several questions about the house and then he said to him,
那个房屋经纪就问了他几个有关于这间房屋的问题，然后就对他说了。
But sir,This is your house you are describing. It's the one that we're trying to sell for you.
他说大先生，你所形容的那间屋其实正正是我们要帮你卖的那间屋。
restlessness and rootlessness are not new.
烦躁不安和失落无根这两种的状态呢是一点都不新鲜的。
Ever since Adam and Eve were thrown outside of the Garden of Eden,
自从亚当和夏娃是被赶出伊甸园之后
restlessness and discontentment became the direct result of the sin of disobedience to God.
悖逆神的罪呢就直接造成了烦躁不安和心里面不满足了。
Ever since the fall of Adam and Eve,
自从亚当和夏娃堕落之后
restlessness and wandering around became man's constant companion.
那种烦躁不安的感觉和那种漂泊流浪的状态呢是时时伴随着我们的。
Let us read from the book of Genesis chapter 4 verses 1 to 24.
让我们一起翻开旧约圣经的创世纪四章一至到廿四节，是旧约圣经创世纪第四章一至到廿四节呢？请听我读出。有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该人，便说：耶和华使我得了一个男子。又生了该人的兄弟阿伯，阿伯是牧羊的，该人是种地的。有一日，该人拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。阿伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了阿伯和他的供物，只是看不中该人和他的供物。该人就大大地发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该人说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。该人与他兄弟阿伯说话，二人正在田间，该人起来打他兄弟阿伯，把他杀了。耶和华对该人说，你兄弟阿伯在哪里？他说，我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？耶和华说，你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地受咒诅，你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。该人对耶和华说，我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。耶和华对他说，凡杀该人的必遭报七倍。耶和华就给该人立一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。于是该人离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边罗德之地。该人与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕，生了以诺。该人建造了一座城，就按着他儿子的名，将那城叫作以诺。以诺生以拿，以拿生米户雅利，米户雅利生马土撒利，马土撒利生拉麦。拉麦娶了两个妻，一个名叫阿大，一个名叫洗拉。阿大生雅伯，雅伯就是住帐篷、牧养牲畜之人的祖师。雅伯的兄弟名叫尤伯，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。洗拉又生了土伯该人，他是打造各样铜铁利器的。土伯该人的妹子是拿玛。拉麦对他两个妻子说，阿大、洗拉，听我的声音。拉麦的妻子细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了。少年人选我，我把他害了。若杀该人，遭报七倍， 撒拉麦必遭报77倍。
The Bible tells us that one of Adam's and Eve's sons, Cain, killed his brother Abel in a fit of jealousy and envy.
圣经话俾我哋听，亚当同埋夏娃嘅仔该隐因为嫉妒嘅缘故咧，系杀咗佢嘅兄弟亚伯嘅。
Then Cain grew afraid, so he went out and built a city.
咁之后该隐咧就好惊，就匿埋。跟住后尾神咧就将佢赶逐，佢就去咗一个地方咧，系起咗一座城。
For Cain, the city was a place of escape from the face of God.
对于该人嚟讲咧，呢座城咧系逃避去面对神嘅一个地方。
For Cain, the city was a place of hiding from God.
对于该人嚟讲，呢座城咧系躲避神嘅地方。
For Cain.The city became a place of running away from God.
对于该人来讲，这座城呢，是变成了逃离神的地方。
Look at verse 11 of chapter 4 of the book of Genesis.
请看看创世纪的4:11.
The Lord told Cain that he was cursed because of what he did to his brother.
神话给该人听，因为他对他兄弟亚伯所做的事而受到咒诅。
So Cain thought that somebody else might kill him too.
咁所以咧，该人就认为可能咧都会有人系好想杀佢嘅。
In verse 15, God told Cain that he would not die right away.
喺第十五节嗰度，神话俾该人听，佢唔会即刻死。
But rather that he would live with the pain and the torment of his conscience.
但是他就一直呢，是要受住良心的责备，那种的煎熬来去过活。
As a punishment for what he did to his brother Abel.
就是作为他害死他的兄弟亚伯的惩罚。
But still, Cain did not believe God.
但是该人仍然是没有相信神。
And lived in fear and restlessness.
而且呢，该人他还是呢，活在恐惧和忧愁当中的。
As soon as he had a son, Cain built a city.
那当该人生了一个仔，他就呢，起了一座的城。
What do you find in a city?
你在城里面找到什么呢？
In the city there is entertainment.
在城里面很多时候我们都会找到一些娱乐。
That might help Cain forget his sin.
而在该人他自己的座城里面，他就找到这些娱乐，是让他去忘记自己的罪。
In the city, there are nightclubs.
在城里面，在古时可能未必有夜总会，但是马克牧师所讲的就是古时的那些享乐的地方。
That can help him forget the consequences of his sin.
那里呢，就会让他去忘记他犯罪所带来的后果。
In the city, there is a hustle and a bustle that will help Cain occupy his mind.
在这个城里面营营役役，东奔西走呢，就令到呢，该人啊，是很多东西都塞满了他的脑，就不再去想关于他自己的罪了。
In the city, there are business deals and business transactions that could help divert Cain's attention from his own guilt.
在这座城里面有很繁忙的交易，也可以令到该人暂时忘记自己的罪恶。
In the city, there is alcohol that might help deaden the pain of guilt.
在这座城里面可能会有一些酒精可以去麻醉他，令到他是减轻那种罪疚感。
In the city, there are celebrations to attend to help erase the memory of sin.
这座城可能又有很多可以参加的庆典，也都可以使他忘记他的罪。
Oh, but in reality, nothing could muzzle the voice of God.
但在现实生活里面是没有任何东西可以掩盖神的声音的。
God's voice was ringing in Cain's ear.
神的声音是一直都在该人的耳边在那里响着的。
No matter where he went,
无论他逃跑去到哪一度，
He heard God saying, Where is your brother?
他都硬是听到神在问他，你的兄弟在哪里？你的兄弟在哪里？
The Bible said Cain went from God's presence and lived in the land of Nod east of Eden.
圣经说该人为了躲避神就逃到去伊甸的东边罗德之地那里住下来了。
The word Nod literally means the land of wandering around.
罗德这个字啊，所谓罗就是剔手边做个哪里的哪，就不是姓罗的罗。罗德的意思就是漂泊之地的意思的。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听我讲啊。
What I am telling you is the truth.
我要话俾你听一个嘅真理。
It is the truth to me as well as it is to you.
对于我嚟讲系真理，对于你嚟讲亦都系真理。
People might be able to run away from the conviction that God puts them under.
人啊，就算能够逃避神俾佢哋嘅判罪。
But they will never be able to get away from the voice of God.
但是他们永远都逃不过神的声音。
They may think that they can run away from the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
他们以为可以逃离圣灵的责备。
But they cannot escape the Spirit's prodding.
但是他们不能够避开圣灵的催逼。
No matter where you go,
无论你去到哪一度，
No matter how far you think you can escape,
无论你逃跑去到天涯海角哪一个地方，
The fact is there is only one way to deal with sin and guilt.
事实上，只有一个的方法是可以面对那种的罪疚感的。
There is only one remedy for the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
只有一个方法可以解除圣灵对我们的定罪。
There is only one way for the healing of the pain of guilt.
只有一个方法是可以医治罪恶所带来的痛苦。
And it is not in running away from facing up to sin and guilt.
并不是逃避现实，不去面对罪恶。
It is not escaping to some smooth words or temporary hiding places.
并不是去找藉口去自我安慰，暂时去逃避一下。
The way to deal with sin and guilt is in confession, repentance, and faith.
处理罪恶唯一的方法就是认罪、悔改、信靠神。
That is God's way.
而这个呢，就是神帮助我们的方法了。
Can you imagine going to a doctor?
假设你去看医生，
and he tells you that you have cancer and you need to cut it out of your body as soon as possible.
而他呢就告诉你听，你患上了癌症，一定要尽快接受切除的手术。
And after hearing this, you turn to the doctor and say,
咁你听见这个消息之后呢，你就对医生讲了，
Oh no, I don't allow surgeon's knife to touch my body.
哎，唔可以噶，我唔容许手术刀掂我嘅身体。
Oh no, I am not up to facing surgery.
哎，唔可以噶，我唔能够面对手术噶。
Oh no, you are not going to remove that tumor from me.
哎，唔可以噶，我唔能够俾你切除我嘅肿瘤噶。
And then you decide to go to another doctor.
咁你就决定咧去揾另一位嘅医生啦。
This time you go to a phony doctor.
呢次咧你去揾一个无牌嘅一个赤脚医生。
This false doctor is willing to do whatever you want.
咁佢咧就对你言听计从，你话乜佢就做乜。
And tell you whatever you want to hear.
亦都咧去讲一啲你中意听嘅说话。
So you walk around with a band-aid on the tumor.
咁结果佢就喺你嘅肿瘤上边贴一块膏药就算啦。
Let me ask you another question.
咁让我再问你一个问题啊。
How long do you think it will be before the cancer kills you?
当癌症发作嘅时候，你仲能够活到几耐咧？
Well, since sin and guilt is like a tumor,
罪就好似毒瘤一样。
Only the one who loves you and cares for you would tell you to get it out.
只有真正爱你、关怀你嘅人，先至会话俾你听，你应该去做切除嘅手术。
To remove it out of your body.
将呢个肿瘤从你嘅身上边切除。
And then he might remove even some extra tissues just for good measure.
好可能咧，佢仲会将肿瘤周围嘅一啲组织多切除一啲，以防万一嘅。
The Bible said,
圣经话
Cain built the city.
该人起咗一座城。
From the last message, we saw that God placed his vice regents in the magnificent garden.
在上一集的节目里面，我们看到神将他的助手，就是亚当和夏娃，安置在一个很美丽的花园里面。
But Cain built the city.
但是该人呢，他自己就起咗一座城。
Can you tell me the three things about the garden?
你能不能够话俾我听有关于花园嘅三个重点呢？
Let us review them quickly.
让我哋咧好快咁样去温习一下。
Number one,
第一个嘅重点就系
The Garden of Eden was picturesque.
伊甸园系美丽如画嘅。
Secondly,
第二个嘅重点
The Garden of Eden was a place of provision.
伊甸园是充满了神的供应的。
Thirdly,
第三个重点
The Garden of Eden was a place of protection.
伊甸园是满有神的保护的。
Now I will contrast the garden with the city.
现在呢，我就将神所创造的花园和人所建造的城市做一个的比较。
In the garden, there was no loneliness.
在花园里面是不会有孤单的。
Adam and Eve had fellowship with God.
亚当夏娃和神有很亲密的交往。
In the garden, there was no pollution.
在花园里面是没有污染的。
In the garden, there was no fear.
在花园里面也没有恐惧。
In the garden, there was no worries or the kind of anxiety that causes us to use elaborate alarm systems.
在花园里面没有忧愁，没有焦虑，所以也都不需要去装置一些复杂的警报系统。
Why?
为什么我这样讲呢？
Because in the Garden of Eden, God was their protector.
因为在伊甸园里面有神去保守他们。
In the garden, there was no possibility of economic collapse.
在花园里面亦都没有金融风暴，没有经济的崩溃。
Why?
为什么这样说呢？
Because God was their provider.
因为神是他们的供应者，凡事都有供应。
God built the garden.
是神亲自去建造这个花园的。
But Cain built the city.
但係該人呢就去建造城市。
I want you to tune in next broadcast when I'll tell you four things about the city of man which contrast with the garden of God.
请你继续收听下一次的节目，我要去讲人造的城和神造的花园之间四个的对比。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。在这个时候我们一起听一首诗歌。
我望着前路是迷乱帐网一片，几多挫折打击未明白造物旨意，我踏着细沙在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间在你的手里，一切定有时，神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到人。挫折打击未明白造物旨意，我踏着细沙在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里。
是啦，听众朋友，天路导向这一集呢就讲到这里。如果你对这集的内容有任何意见，或者在读经的时候遇到疑难呢，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天和马克牧师去分享的。信封面只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好，我们下集再会。